This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
And we had been talking about the criminal injustice system. That article is a good bit longer than what we have even touched on so far. So instead of trying to continue with it, and basically it just reiterates the same points with different examples of people that have been screwed over by this cash bail system. So let's actually change gears a little bit here and, well, still sticking with a recent article. Totally, you know, not planned that we're just going to do, you know, reason articles tonight. But this thing about some kind of minimum wage for Uber and Lyft drivers that has passed in New York City is just ridiculous. And the article that I saw happened to be from Reason.
Oh, there you go. Central planning knows no bounds.
New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission, the TLC, has never been friendly to Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services. The TLC sees a large part of its purpose as propping up the market in taxi medallions, a special license that grants the owner the right to operate a cab in the Gotham City. As Reason's Jim Epstein documented years ago, the value of those medallions was once more than $1 million.
Amazing.
It's not exactly clear what they fetch these days, but it's much, much lower. In August, the city froze the number of drivers allowed to drive for rideshare services, and now the TLC has imposed a wage hike. The commission says the new rules, the first citywide regulations in the nation, were passed Tuesday and are expected to go into effect in mid-January. They would give drivers for services such as Uber and Lyft a minimum hourly wage of $17.22 after expenses.
Well, that had to have been come up with that number somehow scientifically to account for every possible variation in needs of Uber drivers, right?
Well, they've got a four-page document talking about this thing.
Put together by economists from around the world and experts on ride-sharing?
No, put together by the TLC, the Taxi and Limousine Commission, put out a four-page press release. And I'm guessing in here they don't actually talk about how they... Well, actually, no, they do.
Okay.
Talk about here. The passage of these rules and... I'm just going to read the entire paragraph where the number appears. The passage of these rules follows a groundbreaking TLC commission report by the New Schools Center for New York City Affairs and the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at the University of California, Berkeley. The analysis found that 96% of high-volume FHV drivers earn less than $17.22, the independent contractor equivalent of a $15 minimum wage.
God.
FHV being for-hire vehicle.
Okay, folks.
They say it also revealed that the median earnings declined more than 10% between 2016 and 2017. An analysis of driver expenses has also shown that drivers spend an average of $425 a week on the operation of their vehicles.
All right. So they're going to get a raise.
Fight for 15!
They're going to get a raise, Daryl. What's wrong with getting a raise?
No, they're not... getting a raise. And here's...
They're getting a raise. It says so.
No. What it says is that Uber and Lyft drivers will have a minimum hourly wage. It doesn't say they're getting a raise.
Well, Daryl...
It doesn't say that they even have to work. So what's going to probably happen here is that Uber and Lyft are going to calculate, all right, you want paid by the hour? We'll pay you in 15-minute increments while you're actually driving a passenger.
Right.
If you're not driving a passenger, you're not on the clock. You're taking a break.
Yeah.
My real issue with this, and my real issue with the minimum wage, is this is central planning. And I know
of course it is.
There will be people on this show that will sometimes say, you know, when I say words like socialism, that, well, no, socialism means that the state runs the means of production. But that does not mean that price fixing and centrally planning economies are not features of socialist thinking. This is what Marx was all about. We don't need a market. All we need are the right, really smart people deciding what people need to be paid, what things should cost, and so on and so on. The reality is this insane idea that markets decide what costs they're willing to bear and what prices are right, or what costs are based on price communication. That's what prices do. Prices communicate
right.
Supply and demand to people who don't have all the information. You can't fix prices and expect to make realistic judgments about what's going to happen in a given industry.
Continuing on here, report here by the commission, or rather the press release by the commission, also claims that about 96% of the city's 80,000 drivers who work for ride-sharing services will get a raise of $10,000 a year.
See, I told you.
Again, this is if they're considered to be on the clock as long as they're logged into the app, but I can almost guarantee it's going to be construed by Uber and Lyft, and I would say rightly so based on this, that, no, you're only working if you're actually going to pick somebody up or you have somebody in your car.
Yeah, this is from a linked article, but the formula, which uses a minimum per trip formula, could actually increase congestion because it encourages driver to take more short rides in Manhattan Central District rather than longer ones to other boroughs. So not only does this screw up the wages for employees, but it's likely to impact traffic. I love that.
The press release, I'm skipping between the press release and the Reason article. They link over where you can actually view the rules that set a per-minute and per-mile minimum trip payment formula. And that, based on this weird formula that they've created, that's how they estimate that 96% of 80,000 drivers will wind up getting a $10,000 per year pay raise. Continuing on, Reason says, that's going to be complicated enough to figure out, but it's likely that fares will increase. That's what tends to happen when prices are raised by fiat, especially if an employer can't automate its way out of such an edict. But it gets better. Not only will prices likely rise, as you mentioned, congestion might get worse. As Christian Britsky noted for Reason, congestion fell in cities such as San Francisco as ride-sharing increased. Also in the mix, New York's subway system is falling apart and major lines are undergoing long shutdowns and delays for repairs. Britsky has observed that rideshare caps are likely to have the effect of concentrating services in the busiest parts of town, thereby reducing one of the greatest benefits provided by Uber and Lyft, easy transport options for people living in more far-flung parts of the city where they have historically been poorly served by traditional cabs. Uber and Lyft have been nothing short of a godsend for the cities in which they operate, even if they are not above shady behavior, including working with governments to screw over each other and their competitors. It's appalling to see such positive disruptors get whittled down by political bosses trying to reassert a status quo that was clearly worse for riders. For a look at how much Uber drivers make, go here, and they do link over to something showing how much Uber drivers actually do make, or at least according to some estimates. And again, this entire thing is based on, well, quite frankly, fantasy and fairy tale about how business actually works.
Right. But that's all these fans of Keynesian economics and socialism and communism can figure out. That we just need the right people to make the right decisions for everybody.
Fight for 15, say the robot. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's already in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking mostly about the criminal injustice system, But also a little bit of other things. Just got done talking about the supposed pay raise coming to Uber and Lyft drivers in New York City, thanks to the Taxi and Limousine Commission mandating.
Yes.
That I think they said by mid-January is when this is expected to go in, mandating that drivers for Uber, Lyft, and other ride-sharing services be paid $17.22 an hour. Because, see, that's the rate that if you were, you know, hashtag fight for 15, but an independent contractor, then that's the rate you would get because expenses.
Right. That is just such a horrible idea on every part. You cannot, let me repeat that, you cannot expect good solutions to come from price fixing. If I said tomorrow...
Well, you can, but...
Not an equitable part. No,
but it's not an educated expectation. Like, people can expect all kinds of
things. Oh, yeah, you can expect it all you want, but you're not going to, those results are not going to appear the way you want them to.
Right, and, you know, there's such a thing as an educated guess, and then there's just fantasy.
Right, and this idea, and this goes back to Karl Marx, and it goes back to the earliest proponents of socialism and central planning, the fact that as long as we have the smartest, brightest people making these decisions, we've got our brain trust, and they're going to come up with the right answer, and that's going to solve all our woes. No, that's going to lead to dozens, hundreds, thousands of unintended consequences that will have a negative effect. The market works if you let the market work. They don't want to let the market work because that sort of pulls back the sheet on the rest of their BS.
Right, because, you know, it's kind of like the... quote, and I forget the exact statement from the big head honcho guy, Mr. Big Face on the screen in V for Vendetta, where he says something about, you know, I want you to print this in every newspaper and say it on every radio station and every TV station because they have to know why they need us.
Right. And that's exactly it.
Yeah, like when the government shut down on Wednesday, did the world fall apart?
Did it shut down? Did it really?
All federal offices were closed.
Oh,
there was no postal delivery.
For a funeral, yeah. I remember that.
Except for Amazon packages were able to get delivered. But other than that, no postal delivery.
Oh, my God.
Banks were closed.
My biggest disappointment with
federal government was closed on Wednesday, and nobody even noticed, other than to complain about, why am I not getting post-mail today?
My biggest disappointment with federal government shutdowns is that they end. It ruins it for me.
Yeah.
I just wish they wouldn't. So you want to talk about something else?
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
So what? This has been kind of a criminal justice night. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, and this is this concept of double jeopardy.
Oh, that's the second round of regular jeopardy with Alex Trebek. He's the guy with the mustache.
Right. What double
I'll
jeopardy...
take things that should be illegal for 1,000, Alex.
What double jeopardy means is you cannot be tried twice for the same crime. Washington, this comes to us from Reuters, U.S. Supreme Court justices on Thursday expressed skepticism about putting limits on criminal charges being brought against people for the same offense by both federal and state prosecutors in a case involving an Alabama man charged with illegally possessing a gun.
Now, this is something that I have never understood how they're able to do it, other than the nominal excuse of, oh, well, it's different, it's different jurisdictions.
Right.
You could get charged in, say, Keene and Manchester, both for having a busted taillight. It's not double jeopardy. It doesn't matter that it happened on the same trip. It's different jurisdictions.
Right.
All the city, the county, the state, and the feds all charge you with the same offense. It's different jurisdictions. That's not quadruple jeopardy.
Yeah. And for those of you who favor the Constitution or... like to look at things from a historical point of view, this was something not considered by our founding fathers. They did not believe when they came up with a rule against double jeopardy. At that point in time, you did not have 80,000 different federal statutes criminalizing almost everything.
As I understand it, and of course I wasn't there, but what I've basically been taught is that at the time, the founders didn't expect that there would be more than one or two federal laws, and everything else would be handled at the state level.
Piracy and treason. Those were two.
Those are two.
Yeah, yeah, but there were. And what is enumerated in the Constitution are very, very few crimes that would reach a federal level. Now we have marijuana. You know, marijuana is illegal at the federal level.
Well, see, because you might go from Massachusetts to New Hampshire with it, and then that's interstate commerce because you bought it in one state and then you smoked it in another.
Right. And what we've had are activist courts along the way that have come up with all kinds of creative ways to pervert the Constitution into believing that Washington should rule every single aspect of your life. This story continues. Depending on how the court rules, the case could have implications for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election and any coordination between Moscow and Republican Donald Trump's campaign.
Now, let me stop right here to let's talk about this supposed Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the FBI report that came out, I think it was early 2017? Part of what they put in that report on Russian interference
right.
in the election.
They paid for ads on Facebook.
RT America hosted
yes.
debates with Libertarian and Green Party candidates.
Oh, the shame. Like who?
And they also told people that there are more options other than Republican and Democrat.
Yes.
I'm one of the candidates that was on RT America. Did I somehow interfere in the 2016 presidential campaign by being a presidential candidate and getting advertised or, some sort of media coverage by yeah. something that's not PMSNBC?
All I know now is that now beers are on
Fox.
You. Some of those Russian money, some of that Russian money you got. Daryl,
I didn't get any Russian
you're
money.
You're buying. That's all I got to say.
I've got a Canadian fiver and a Chinese yuan. That's all the foreign money I've got.
A ruling against the government could limit the ability of states to bring charges against anyone charged by Mueller, whom Trump might pardon. The president has not ruled out pardoning his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted on tax and bank fraud charges. The court appeared divided on non-ideological lines for once, but a majority seemed concerned about the practical implications of overturning long-standing precedent and allowing for parallel state and federal prosecutions. A ruling is due by the end of June.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we'll get to the phones in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. What is it? Well, it's a directory of businesses owned and operated by liberty-minded individuals. But there's also events, digital content, and more over at liberty.menu. And kind of like Yelp, listings can be rated and reviewed, but so much better than Yelp is the social networking aspect that's built in where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your volunteerist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And since the site is free to use, we can't give you a discount because, you know, 10% off of zero is still zero. So, you know, what can we do? Well, we can get you a really cool-looking Free Talk Live listener badge to go on your profile. So when you go to liberty.menu, input code FTL to get that special Free Talk Live listener badge, liberty.menu. Let's go to the Discord, where we've got Wikawea calling in. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey there. Yeah, I don't know that much about the stuff you're talking about, so I don't really have that much to say about it. But I have another point to raise about fuel taxes.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the UK, which is where I'm calling from, they are shockingly high. It's £2.63 £2.19 per gallon. And that is, I just Googled it, I think that's about $3.20 per gallon. And what they do is they add a 20% value-added tax on the total price of the fuel plus the tax.
Wow.
Because that right, and, tax yeah, kind of a retail sales tax.
For people that aren't familiar, and I'm not intimately familiar with this value-added tax, but as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, is that at each level that the item passes through, so, there's an additional tax. So
at wholesale and retail. And
So let's say that I'm making widgets.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up buying raw material from somebody. There's a tax.
That would be Widgetopia. That's where you buy widget material from.
All right. Well, whatever. So I buy the raw material, and then there's a tax once I wind up turning raw material into something.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Chris, you want to put the widgets inside some toy that you're making.
Right.
There's another tax added at that level. And then when you sell it to the store for retail, there's another tax added there. Is that basically how that VAT works?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah. It's actually pretty complicated, but the economists all swear that it's a more efficient way to do things than a retail sales tax. I don't know, maybe I think Jackie's an economist, right? So maybe she would know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's that is vaguely how it works. It apparently works out to less than a retail sales tax. So if 20% value added tax would not be the same as a 20% retail sales tax, apparently.
Hey, whatever they have to tell you.
Yeah. And in fact, in the UK, we have like a kind of a regular feature that's talked about on the news is something called fuel poverty. And in 2011, that was 24% of the population. So it's just crazy that there was a kind of very slightly libertarian leaning conservative candidate who got a massive cheer when he said that if he was prime minister, he would half the cost of fuel overnight by getting rid of all the taxes. But
right.
I mean, the guy is not genuine. But yeah, I mean, I was also listening to the podcast of Free Talk Live from a couple of days ago where they discussed the gas taxes thing in France.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jackie's not on right now, so I can't
right.
really question her about it. But she had some views that I really disagreed with about it. Like, she was very supportive of the existence of fuel taxes, and I don't know, gave some kind of slightly, in my view, slightly wishy-washy argument about how the wealth sort of is shared by everyone, and
right.
therefore we need to.
Yeah, the argument I've heard, and I don't know what Jackie's argument was that, you know, whether you agree with government or not, roads are a shared resource, and the most equitable way to share some of the cost of those roads is through the use of a fuel tax.
Right, because
if you're driving
the fuel tax is often seen, and I don't agree with this, but
I don't either.
A lot of people say that a fuel tax is like a user fee.
Right, like a user fee. I just can't get behind that. I'm still one of those crazy guys who believes that government doesn't need to own or create roads, that people and companies can do those things. And they can profit by them. One of my favorite papers, it was by Walter Block, who's a pretty famous Austrian economist and writer, but he just basically got tired of the question, so he wrote, I think, a 30 or 40-page paper on, okay, well, here's how it could work. And yes, he accounts for things, for the economics of upkeep and how to assess fees and things like that, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's cool. I like his work. Well, I like what I've heard of it anyway.
Yeah, I think Walter Block's fun to check out. And he another one of his books, and God, I cannot remember it off the top of my head. It's I think it's Defending the Undefendable.
He's got like two or three books with that title.
Yeah, but the point is, yeah, how do you defend the pimp? How do you defend the person who screams fire in a crowded movie theater, and how, you know, he can come up with reasons as to why they shouldn't be vilified. Yeah, Defending the Undefendable by Block is worth a read too. But
yeah,
I feel for the people of France. I saw a great meme and it struck me as absolutely what I was thinking. It's the woman laying next to the guy in bed, and You know,
she said he's probably thinking of other women.
Right. And he's sitting there going, I'm trying to figure out how to run guns to the French.
Yeah. Well,
that's me.
They've got guillotines, dude. Did you see, and Wikipedia, thank you for the
appreciate
call.
The call, man.
Did you see the picture where they took a guillotine from, like, one of the museums and just took it out into, like, one of the big squares?
Good for them.
Yeah.
And do your revolution right this time. Don't play around with manipulating the currency like you did during the first French Revolution. Bad idea.
How many French Revolutions have there been?
I don't know. The big one was the one that occurred around the founding of America. That's the one I reference.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sure they've had more than one, but, you know, people just...
Then there was the one where... Marie Antoinette and that other dude got beheaded.
Let him eat cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. People want to be free, and people don't want to be taxed. And at some point, governments and politicians are going to realize that they're on the wrong side of history, that things are not going to end up well for them.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for that day to happen. It doesn't mean I'm calling for their deaths or anything like that, but I think everybody can recognize when they made a mistake. I hope they find that out soon.
Oh, and we had somebody call in earlier to ask our thoughts on this article on the Ron Paul Institute website titled Free State Project Jumps the Shark. And apparently the entire thing is about some post that was made on Twitter inviting people on some 30 under 30 list to attend Liberty Forum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of briefly...
You don't like that they said, hey, you guys should come to Liberty Forum. Apparently, these people were referred to as Liberty activists. I don't know who's on this list. I tried pulling up the list, and apparently it's some, you got to click through all of these different things.
I'll shoot you a link.
I'm not clicking through on 30 different pages to see who's on some list
and
of
you're
30
not,
people.
And you're not on it, Daryl.
I don't care.
Because you're not under 30.
You're right. I'm not under 30.
Nor am I.
To quote the former football coach at Oklahoma State, I'm a man. I'm 40. And this is Free Talk Live, available online at freetalklive.com.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, and... well, it's another episode here on Free Talk Live where I'm talking to folks from Anarchapulco. I think this is such a great mine to dig into. Today I've got Becca Sigani. Becca, you there?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Now, Becca, you've been involved in Anarchapulco and the surrounding events for some time, and apparently you're going to be on the main stage this year.
Yes, actually, this is my first year at Anarchapulco. This year, I was at Anarcha Portugal.
Oh.
But, I have been with Infinite Man Summit for the past couple years.
I see. So that's the relationship. I gotcha. So tell me about what are you going to be working on there on the main stage? I know you've got a book that you published. I know that there's I guess you're going to be involved in Infinite Man again this year. So what's going to happen on the main stage?
Yeah, there's lots happening. I'm very happy that after 20 years of this tantric exploration and, you know, putting out erotic art and giving presentations, that people are really listening now. I think finally our time has come, because one of my main messages that I will be delivering on the main stage is that the system that so many of us don't like and refuse to be enslaved in. Yes, it's important that we know about the financial thing and the manipulations of the Fed and the political manipulations. That's all important, and learning how to extricate ourselves from our enslavement is very important. My main message is that the way they hook into us is within us individually. Yes, of course, they approach us as a society or as a human race, but it is our internal liberty that I'm focused on, and in particular about our sexual energy.
Yeah, that's so the word that you said, the word tantric, and I guess the only relationship I have with tantric is, Sting, the singer of The Police, and apparently he talked about tantric relations with his significant other at one point, and I don't really, I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, well, Tantra is an ancient spiritual path. Actually, there are many paths. It's essentially the esoteric teachings in almost every religion, but they're hidden. Because learning to master your own power, how the Kundalini can cut both ways in terms of liberator or enslaver, those teachings were reserved for the elites, the ones who were schooled. So what's happened in modern times where, you know, it's the Kali Yuga, all the teachings are sprung open, so to speak, that especially for the West, the tantric practices were pulled out of spiritual traditions and brought into the sexually repressed modern world. In my book, I do describe many of the tantric practices, which include meditation and mudra and mantra and mandala and, you know, yoga and sexual practices. So the idea of learning how your energy moves within your body. And when we're sexually aroused, that's when we really feel it. And so Tantra grabs a hold of that opportunity and says, yes, when you feel that energy moving, you can actually channel it. It doesn't have to be running willy-nilly through you, or in particular in the case of men who may ejaculate too soon, just thrown out. Many of the tantric sexual practices were to use the energy either for healing, channeling into a creative project, into the love bond with your partner. So this idea of getting to know what our energy is, how it feels, and more importantly, this is a big part of my message, when somebody is hacking into it. Because in our system, it is set up knowing that if we were all sovereign beings with, you know, familiar with our energy and directing it toward what we want, it wouldn't be into enslaving systems. No, it would be into helping one another, pursuing our own passions and, you know, basically making a society where people can provide for their families, take care of nature, blah, blah, blah. So that's why this message, I feel, is so important, because it is on a personal level. It's something every person can do. And when we find out where they've got us hooked, and so for example, pornography is a big strategy that they use for robbing men, particularly men, but of course men and women, of their sexual energy and programming them in unrealistic relationship patterns, then that's a pretty smart strategy if you wanted to control a populace. And then there's another part to this, and that is that in relationship, if you have a healthy relationship with your partner, and it could be man, woman, then you naturally have synergy, right? It's like, hey, we could do this together. And what if couples had harmonious relationships, knew how to communicate, knew how to respect each other's boundaries, knew how to work together, then couples could focus on certain things like, hey, let's make a new financial system. Hey, let's make a new kind of agriculture and so forth. I mean, we have done this as a society, but I do notice that it's rampant to me, these strategies to divide harmony within couples. I don't think it's our human nature. I mean, men and women, for example, are very different. We have to learn our different languages and so forth. But we can. And for example, my partner and I, we're both artists. We collaborated on a tantric art project. And by combining our energy and including our sexual energy and directing it toward artistic expression, we got all kinds of illumination and really got the world to be unveiled for us so that we could see more clearly. And if my partner and I can do it, anyone can do it. So yeah, that's part of the message I'm going to be delivering.
Yeah, I hear you saying that anyone can do this. And by this, I guess I'm hearing is that there's some kind of energy within, and that that you've got systems for focusing that energy. Is it something that's generally for couples, or is it something that you know, single people might be interested in too?
Well, Tantra, being a spiritual path, it starts with the individual. And learning your sexual energy is an individual practice first. Because, for example, how can I take a lover and tell him or her what feels good to me if I don't know it myself? So that's why meditation, breathing, all these practices are so we know our own bodies, and not just our physical body, but our etheric body, our emotional body, our mental body. You know, knowing ourselves so that we can then direct ourselves the way we want in the world.
I think this this just illustrates the kind of variety that is Anarchapulco. There's so many different things that so many different people are putting out there, you know, and you get to pick. It's like a buffet. You go and you pick what you want, and it's going to be a great event for everybody. I'm really excited to hear what you've got going on. Let's talk a little bit about this book of yours. It's I've got the title right here. It's one of those with a byline: Venus and Her Lover, Transforming Myth, Sexuality, and Ourselves.
Correct. Yes, it's. I got to say, my partner and I didn't embark upon a 20-year project just by, oh, let's do this. It just grew out of our love. My partner is a painter, and he said, I want to paint you. And I'm like, sure, whatever. Well, it turned out that the paintings that he started doing, first of me and then of us in sexual liaison, started giving messages to me. And then pretty soon I realized they weren't messages from me. And pretty soon we realized that it was archetypal energies, archetypal templates that were being channeled through the art and my words. And so I, you know, when that kind of experience happens to you, naturally you pay attention. And the more we paid attention, the bigger the channel was for information to come through. And I got to say, it was a personal transformation. So the book is a lot about...
Becca, hold that thought. If you want to hear more about Becca Saganey's book, which is Venus and Her Lover, at venusandherlover.com, go to archives.freetalklive.com. Look for December the 6th show, and you'll be able to find it there. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.